With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump opens the final week of campaigning with a huge New York City rally.
Trump filled Madison Square Garden to capacity as he made the closing argument of his third presidential campaign.
With your vote in this election, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country, and I will bring back the American dream.
The rally featured Trump's familiar stump speech. He promised to restore law and order, to carry out a massive deportation of illegal migrants, and he called Vice President Harris a train wreck. Greg Clugston, New York.
Kamala Harris spent Sunday in Philadelphia, where she spoke at a predominantly black church. This follows her telling two Christian college students who yelled, "Jesus is King," at an event last week that they were at the wrong rally. Following in President Trump's footsteps, she also visited a barbershop. Also at SRNnews.com, an Israeli attack on Iran damages facilities at a secretive military base southeast of Tehran that analysts in the past have linked to Iran's nuclear weapons program. Kamala Harris suggested at a recent campaign event in Milwaukee that the Jewish state was committing genocide. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren, says he was hurt by the vice president's condemnation of Israel.
Personally, as an Israeli, it's disappointing. Because it assumes that, you know, Israel alone can end this war. The war ends when Hamas surrenders. The hostages are free when Hamas gives up.
And he adds he wasn't surprised to hear Harris say that too many Palestinians have died in Israeli attacks.
It's not shocking. I've heard it many times from Kamala Harris. I've heard it 10 times from many representatives of the Democratic Party. It's the position of this administration. I think it would be the position of the Obama administration. Nothing surprising about it.
This is SRN News. Norwegian clergymen take a stand. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
An ecumenical coalition of dozens of Christian churches has signed a declaration opposing gay marriage and the LGBT agenda. The statement says, quote, "We believe that gender diversity and sexual diversity is not based on medical knowledge and natural science. This gender ideology is also incompatible with our Christian faith and understanding of reality." Norway legalized gay marriage in 2009 and recently passed hate crimes laws that punish criticism of the LGBT lifestyle. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania has the biggest Jewish population of any swing state, and any shift could have enormous implications in a state decided by narrow margins the past two presidential elections. Now polls are indicating many Jews who have always voted Democrat are planning to cast their ballots for President Trump next month. His friendliness towards Israel during his first term is a primary reason. This is SRN News. Cuba's large-scale blackouts that left 10 million people without power this month could have been prevented.
Several experts say the blackouts wouldn't have happened if the government had built out more solar power to boost its failing electric grid, as promised. In a nation with plentiful sunshine, Cuban officials have long had the opportunity to encourage solar power as one solution to national energy problems. But October's sweeping outages, the island's worst power failure in years, show little progress has been made.
Correspondent Jeremy House. An astronaut who was hospitalized after splashing down in the Gulf is reportedly back on their feet. NASA officials say astronauts Matthew Dominic, Michael Barrett, Jeanette Epps, and Russian cosmonaut Alexander Grebenkin underwent post-flight medical checks after their SpaceX capsule splashed down off Florida's Gulf Coast Friday. One of the crew members was hospitalized. Astronauts had been in orbit since March. More details at SRNnews.com.